Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served the Valley for decades. They've found their customers, their friends, exactly the insurance they need. And whenever possible, the best price. They update. They follow up. And if you ever need to make a claim, they will be right there by your side. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. So the Sunbury Motors studio now gets to be exclusively on WKOK after being used Saturday for the Penn State Sports Network. James Franklin and Sandy Barber on the show. And it's good to have Matt here. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Steve.
And how's everything going?
Lots of good news today.
Okay, what's the good news today?
Well, I guess the slightly not good news would be the stay-at-home orders extended to May 8th, but car sales are now allowed online. Liquor stores, 176 of them across the state, including four here in the Valley, one in each county, can now have a curbside pickup for that. So we're looking, we had lots of good news today. And also, first set of cases that are under 1,000 for one day for the first time since April 1st, too. So not bad
today.
Can
I get to a couple of those items?
Yeah.
I'm not going to act like I'm Mark Lawrence here, who, by the way, today, when somebody sent, I guess, an email in, the font wasn't big enough. I heard that, Mark. I was listening. I just finished teaching my class here in the Sunbury Motors studio, and I turned the radio station up, and he says, yeah, the font's small. Like, Mark! It's interactive radio. All right. Couple things. Number one, if you notice when I've talked about Sunbury Motors, I've talked about going online and be ready to go, right? Over and over again. Because, look, they had to lift it at some point. Come on, you can't just keep doing that. That's online sales. Right? Also, let me give you another plus in this. The stay-at-home order was extended to May 8th. Honest to goodness, I thought he was going to say May 15th. I really did.
I thought so, too, just to follow what New York was doing.
Exactly. And that tells me a lot. I mean, that's only 8 extra days. 8 extra days. Now, I think it was, even though I endorsed it, I think it was wrong on your part to tell the suit August 8th. But, I mean, that's, you know, but we have to all make our own.
By the way, Mark said he was asking for old Joe. He just texted me that.
That's good, Mark. I'll accept that answer, Mark. I'll accept that answer. I'm good with that. Okay. Because I was listening to Joe with him today, too. So I'll accept that answer. So that was the other part. Now let's get to locally. Center County as still reporting 73 patients, and unfortunately one death. That person was in Mount Needham Medical Center, I think at least 2 weeks, and just could not recover. And our deepest condolences to whomever it is, because we don't get a name, to the friends, family, and those who knew this individual. But it is also the seventh time in 9 days there's been no increase. So that's seven times in 9 days now, Matt. No increase.
Yeah, and we've had very minimal increases here, too. We had seven new today across our four Valley counties here. So we're actually, we're at 73 in Northumberland as well, 49 in Union, 28 in Union and Snyder, or 49 in Montour and 28 in Union and Snyder.
Yeah.
As of today.
And here it is 73 with, unfortunately, the one death, unfortunately. But again, it is in the 9-day span, it has gone from 70 to 73. It was up 2 one day and up 1 another day, and all the others have had zeros. So, you know. So they talk about leveling off. Well, if you're leveling off and the number is consistently, is more often than not, how about this, more often than not zero, it seems like you're on the right track. I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. So that's where we are on the numbers. And like I said, you told me May 8th. I was going to guess May 15th because that's when New York is doing. But that is better news. How about that? Better news. All right. All right, take it a step at a time here. And again, car sales online and, of course, liquor. Now, is that only online?
That's curbside.
Curbside.
Well, curbside and online, I should say. They went back to online for about 60 right. stores, and now 160 or 176 today begin curbside.
So can you order online and then curbside it?
That would be my guess. That hasn't been really made clear, but my guess is that would be
that makes it average.
Probably the only way to do it, I guess. Now that I think about it, but, yeah.
That makes it average. Then it wasn't made clear. Okay, it's an average day at the ballpark,
and it's a 6 bottle limit as well.
Let's see. You got the suit. Suit's wife, suit light. So that's 18. And the fiance makes 24. I'm just trying to think how he would think. Did you see the Jordan documentary last night?
Yes, I did. That was tremendous television. That was like a fast 2 hours for me.
Yes. Now, what are you, Matt? Right around 30?
I am. I'll be 27 next month.
27 next month. So, you were a kid when Jordan was going through. So, what, you born 1993 or 94? 93. Okay. So, the Bulls had already won. Maybe they'd won all three by the time you were born.
They would have won two. I'm May 14 is my birthday, so they
okay,
were in the
so
midst
would have
of
won
number
the third
three.
One.
Yeah.
Right. So then, obviously, you're a little kid, and you wouldn't even remember Jordan playing.
Yeah. The only thing I remember about physically remember about Jordan, without looking at classics and highlights and stuff, was his final years with the Wizards.
Right.
That's how I first got introduced to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I talked to my class about this morning. Number one, I think that these documentaries that ESPN does, the 30 for 30s, or in this case, this isn't really a 30 for 30, but it's along those same lines. And this is along the same lines as O.J. Made in America. It's really a movie in a lot of ways. And the this is what I think ESPN does best. With all due respect, I mean, I know that the games, as we're all seeing, the games have to be your calling card if you're a sports network of any kind. But the documentaries they do are brilliant, and this is brilliant. Brilliant. But this is a lot more than what a great basketball player he is. The one thing that you will find that is a common denominator among the greatest athletes over the years, it's interesting how you can refer to a great athlete by saying, they're just so naturally talented. And while while the attempt is to pay someone that's truly gifted a compliment, that is you're not saying it to be condescending. You're trying to say it as a compliment. It probably can be taken as insulting in some ways by the actual athlete themselves. Why? While we all wish we were blessed with natural talent, in anything. I don't care whether you, if you want to be a ballerina or if you want to be an athlete or you want to be a sportscaster, whatever. I think anybody that's in it and that really, really succeeds, you'll find what's the common denominator? LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, Mike Trout, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, you just go on and on. Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, Bobby Clark. What do they all have in common, Matt? That if you sit back and you really listen to the people around them, not them, but the people around them, they'll tell you the same thing over and over again. They're the hardest workers out there. How often did you hear Jack Ham and me in talking about Saquon Barkley that we always said that one of the greatest things that you can have with your team is when your best player is your hardest worker? And we talked about that, Jack and I did, with Saquon all the time. It is incredible when your best player is your hardest worker. It does not take a genius to stand there at a practice and early on look at Saquon Barkley and say, oh my goodness, this guy can play. Wow. Look at the cuts, the moves, the speed. But then when you come to appreciate on a day in and day out basis is how hard Saquon worked. And I've talked about this before a few times. The perfectionist Saquon Barkley is. If he makes a mistake on something, he gets mad at himself. The Chief is joining us. Chief, welcome. Great to have you with us. I hope my math added up on the number of bottles that the suit can get.
Yeah, I think you did okay on that, Steve. I hope everybody in your family's safe, and I just wanted to call and thank you for trying to keep things a little bit normal during times that I don't ever remember going through. So, appreciate everything.
Thank you, Dave. None of us have gone through this before. The other day we had Patrick Chambers on the show, and Patrick said, Steve, can you ever remember anything like this? And I said, I know you probably think I was around during the Spanish flu in 1917. I said, but no. So normal, yeah, we've tried very hard, and this is where Matt's done a brilliant job. Matt's been able to keep everybody apprised of what's going on news-wise.
That's for
and
sure.
Matt's been brilliant. And I think we've tried on the sports end to make the show fun, informative, and give everyone a sense of normalcy. And that's a real tribute to Roger, who wants it that way.
Yeah, listen, I start my morning with On the Mark and then Dan Patrick and then Dave Ramsey and then you guys. And I've been working outside getting some things done, and it makes the day go a lot better. Yep. The other thing is, I don't know how everybody else feels, but, I will appreciate being able to see my kids and my grandkids on a regular basis. I think sometimes we forget about that. And I'm a social person, and to not be with them. People have day in and day out. It's kind of tough. So it might have been a wake up call for a lot of us too, as far as taking things for granted. So
you know what, Dave? Can I disagree with you about that? In knowing you, you never took it for granted. You never took it for granted.
Yeah, that's you're right.
No, Dave, you never did. And you know what? I think a lot of people didn't. Maybe there's some minute things along the way that we took for granted. But I think the important stuff in life, you know, your family, your grandkids, your kids, your job, okay? People have not taken that stuff for granted over time. And I know you haven't, and you're about as social a person as I've been around. You just like being around people. And
and
you know what, Dave? I mean, how long have I known you? 8 years, 9 years?
At least, I think, Steve. Yeah.
At least. And you've never taken a single thing for granted like that. It's always been important to you, just like it's been important to me. I've always been an extremely social person, all right? And never have taken that for granted with anybody. Never.
It makes you think, so. But anyway,
it does.
Listen, thanks again to you and for you and Matt for keeping things normal, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks,
Dave. Hey, right. Really, please be safe, my friend. Please be safe, okay? You mean the world to us.
Hey, thank you. You too, buddy. Take care. Bye.
The Chief, Dave Ritchie. Matt Leon today makes his triumphant return. We're going to talk about the Eagles. Now, with Lisa, just a quick note. Lisa, who's with the baby, little Luke, right now. If you want to dress up little Luke in Eagles garb, all right, during the next segment to hear Matt Leon, that's fine. But then I strongly suggest a double wash. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdys have done a great job over the years with their customers of finding exactly the insurance they need. It's auto, home, life, business, bundles, whatever it may be. And they go out of their way to do whatever they can to find you the best price. It's the kind of insurance agent I want. And not only that, they update the policies for you. They're in constant contact with you whenever something needs updating. And if there's ever a claim, they go to work as if it happened to them. They're side by side with you. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Sunbury Motors Service Department, parts, everything open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. and online now. How about that great news today, Matt?
Absolutely.
Online sales for cars. Yes.
Things are looking up.
Check out that website at Sunbury Motors. Great product lines. It's also a great time to deal. All right. Now, little Luke Cotrillo. influenced down a bad path at an early stage of life by his father. To be an Eagles fan. Even though I got to admit, the Easter outfit with the bow tie was a great touch.
Thank you.
Right. But you dress him up in Eagles garb. I mean, does he have a little Eagles jersey, like a little number 11 jersey?
No, not yet, but I've asked for that for my birthday in honor of him. So it's a selfless gift.
No, it's not. This is, okay, once again, that sphere of influence. It's funny because obviously I have a daughter and a son that live in Virginia. I have a son that lives in New Hampshire, a son that lives in upstate New York, and I have a daughter that lives in State College. Right? Now, I did nothing over the years with this, but just by being around me and watching me, they're all Red Sox fans. It's like, well, unlike you, who forced the issue down the throats of the youth of America. I can see him now. I can see him now wearing his little number 24 jersey, being Miles Sanders. All right? You sending him to every camp, hoping that this is your financial ticket to freedom. That's what the suit thought would suit light. Then reality hits. All right, with that, we bring in Matt Leon. Matt, you and yours, we hope dearly you are all safe.
Doing as good as you can in unprecedented times, my friend.
Yes. Well, the most important part is we stay well, and we're glad.
Absolutely.
We're glad to hear you are doing well. Well, the Eagles have gone through the free agency phase, and they did some defensive front at corner. Everyone's saying, "What about wide receiver?" Well, I guess they've interviewed, from my understanding, 15 different wideouts.
Yeah.
It seems that, and believe it or not, they're still interviewing corners.
Well, I think corners are a position you can never have too many of. You know, the next team that says, we've got too many guys that can cover man-to-man will be the first team to ever say that. So I think they will always be looking to add to that. But, I mean, yes, if your wide receiver is a screaming need. But I think kind of going beyond that, this is a team that just needs speed and needs playmakers. Like, even when they were effective last year, everything was very difficult. They were a plotting team, you know, and 15-play, 80-yard drives are great, but part of the problem is all it takes is really one mistake to throw things haywire, like one holding penalty, one drop pass. And it's nice to be able to mix in a three-play, 84-yard drive once in a while with a 60-yard pass play and stuff like that. And they just really didn't have the horses after DeSean Jackson went down to do that. And on the other side of the ball, you know, defensively they were okay, but they weren't a playmaking. Even when they played well as a defense for the most part, they weren't forcing a ton of turnovers. They weren't changing the game. So I just think, regardless of the position, speed and playmakers, it can't be said enough as that's going to be the whole focus of this draft.
There's no question about that. And, I mean, let's face it, last year the go-to guy in the pass game was Greg Ward, a converted quarterback. And I think that tells you everything you need to know about what their need happens to be, with all due respect to Greg Ward.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it took them a while to get to Greg Ward. Like, they had to funnel through Mac Hollins, and they kept kind of forcing other guys that had, quote-unquote, maybe higher pedigrees before they finally got to the guy who, oh, you know what, this guy always makes plays in practice. Let's see what he does in the game. And lo and behold, turned into a guy who I think is actually going to be a piece going forward. But they just, you know, it says a lot about where they were talent-wise and frankly, you know, how they evaluate talent, that it took to a point where they were forced to lean on guys like Greg Ward and Boston Scott.
Yeah.
That was finally when the offense turned a corner down the stretch when they got hot and made the playoffs. But, I think it's very possible they are very fluid as far as moving around and stuff like that, but I will be stunned if one of the first bullet points that doesn't come up on every prospect they draft is exceptional speed, speed to the ball, whatever the position, whatever the moniker, but speed will be worked in there one way or another.
Well, here's the other part, too. I wouldn't be surprised if within the first four rounds they pick two wideouts.
No, absolutely not. No, I think that is very possible. I mean, they've got some situations at the wideout position just with, it sounds like they've been trying to move on from Alshon Jeffrey. He's got a big contract. You know, there's a lot of pieces there. They still have DeSean Jackson, but they desperately need an infusion of young, fast talent at that position. And I'm with you. I think two of the first four, you know, two of the first five picks could easily be at that wide receiver. And I think it's important that they take guys that can play now. I know wide receiver is a position that kind of, if you look across the board, maybe guys need a year to adjust. They need to, and I know this is easier said than done, but I think you need to look for prospects that, you know, maybe are a little older, you know, maybe guys that played till their senior year, but guys that could be able to plug in and be a, you know, not a focal point, but a guy, someone that can plug in and play right away.
Yeah, and again, the further you are away from the ball, usually the quicker your opportunity to do exactly that. That's where that comes into play. So we talked also about corner. Anywhere else that you think that they can shore themselves up by doing this?
I think linebacker. Now, one of the interesting things, the Eagles haven't taken a linebacker in the first round since 1979 when they took Jerry Robinson out of UCLA. Maybe it was 78. But, I mean, you're talking, you know, longer than the age of any player on the roster. That was the last time the Eagles went linebacker in the first round. I think that's one of those interesting stats that I don't know how much you can derive from it in the big picture. I think that's another position that they could absolutely, you know, plug, use somebody that they can be able to plug in right there. With the exception of quarterback, I think you could really make an argument that everything's on the table, and tight end, quarterback and tight end with Ertz and Gott, they're set. Everything else, you could make a pretty strong case that if it's not an immediate need, it is a need that could be around the corner. You know, when you look at the offensive line and, you know, with Jason Kelce getting older and stuff like that, like, you could make an argument, maybe not your first-round pick, but, you know, we need to address that here. And, you know, I think with the exception of tight end and quarterback, you're pretty much doing that across the board, I think.
What do you think they do at left tackle?
It's going to be interesting to see.
Obviously not drafting one. I mean, you may draft a tackle. Because if you're going to draft one you think is going to play right away, you better be one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, and I mean, they took Dillard last year, and he's got to figure in at some point. And you hear very mixed signals on him, and I don't know what to make of it. I would imagine he's going to be in the mix some way this year, but I think they've got a lot of fluid situations that it's going to be very interesting to see how they develop. And it's also going to be, you know, when we talk about this whole discussion, I have kind of been talking about the draft like we're in normal times.
Right.
You know, I don't see any indication that there's going to be any kind of a, you know, any kind of OTAs or anything. Like, I don't see anything leading you to think that. So when you're looking at the draft board, now all of a sudden, do you want a kid that played, you know, an extra year, dude, is an older kid, played an extra 700 snaps because they're more likely to, maybe they don't have the ceiling of prospect B, but they're much more polished and they can plug right in. Are we going? You know, I don't know. We've never seen something like this, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out and how teams approach it. Like, I think you'll be able to tell, probably in a lot of cases, by the overall how the group of guys that teams take, how they're approaching this. If they look at this like, hey, we're going to have to assume that maybe we hit training camp, maybe we can get to training camp, and we're going to need guys that hit the ground running and go from there. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's the cynic. I don't know what we're looking at in the fall.
No.
I don't know.
Nobody does.
We're all just
trying to do, we don't know what tomorrow looks like.
Yeah, because, you know, and then, I don't know, but the thing about this in kind of a grand world order is, like, every strand on this you pull, it leads to, like, four other tentacles being emerged of, oh, I didn't think of how that's going to affect that, and that's going to affect that, so.
Right.
But, you know, go like this, you know, you've got to assume you're going to have to, best case scenario, I think, is you're going to hit training camp in late July, and you're not going to have the OTAs and stuff like that to get younger guys ready, so. You know, if you're looking for impact guys right away, you've got to get guys that you're confident are going to be able to plug right in after just a single training camp.
And a new CBA says less contact in that training camp, too.
Yeah.
Very quickly in the Eagles, yards per target, last. Reception yards, wide receivers, 31st. Reception touchdowns, wide receivers, 26th. Reception percentage, wide receivers, 28th. Guess where they're going in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and if you watched it, it wasn't an accident. Like, it wasn't like, oh, well, the stats are misleading because they had leads and ran the ball. No, they, especially through the middle of the year, they couldn't get the ball outside to save their life. You know, it got better at the end of the season, but it got better, as you talked about, because they finally just said, all right, the heck with it. Let's go with Greg Ward and see what happens. And, you know, lo and behold, it worked out a little better.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, my friend. Please stay safe.
You too, sir. Thanks for the time.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. We continue to listen to the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, including the Center for Disease Control, concerning efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. During this time, our office remains operational and available to service our current and new clients. Our employees will be available by phone at 570-286-5855, as well as email, and have access to our systems to continue to conduct business. Please know that our after-hours emergency service will continue to be available. Based on the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, our building will be closed to the public during these extraordinary times. Our employees will be working from home to practice social distancing so we can do our part to keep our staff and community as safe and healthy as possible. Please be advised that all face-to-face meetings will be discontinued in favor of conducting business via phone or email. At this time, we ask that you be safe, be well, and be kind, and know that your Purdy Insurance team is committed to the highest levels of service and is only a phone call away.
And just an addendum to that, our news department has been outstanding. They are on a daily basis anyway, but especially during all this, incredibly informative and accurate. So,
well, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. All right. Couple notes for you. I want to talk more about the Jordan documentary the next time, because there's much more to this than the stardom and the infighting and things like that occurred. And again, I go back to the work ethic part of it. I think you're trying to, I know some people, he's just a, like Willie Mays, he is a five-tool talent. Okay. Now, when you say that, you're trying to compliment somebody. But at the same time, if I'm the person, oh, you're just so naturally talented. Man, you're the one that knows how hard you worked to do what you're doing. You know? Oh, let's take a ballerina, for example. Oh, such a natural talent. Well, she has to work every day to be that good. And in sports, you've got people trying to knock you out all the time. The part of the documentary that's coming up will include the years where the Bulls could not get past the Detroit Pistons. Well, the Detroit Pistons played a style of basketball where they beat the living daylights out of you. That's what they did. They beat the daylights out of you. Lambeer, Rick Mahorn. By the way, my senior year in high school beat Rick Mahorn and Weaver. All right. But Rick Mahorn, Bill Lambeer, Dennis Rodman was at that point with the Pistons. And they beat you up. That's why Jordan went into the weight room. You see Jordan's physique during the run of 6 championships in 8 years. You see his physique then as opposed to the one we saw in the 80s. More powerful upper body. Because he knew playing Detroit and the way they were beating the daylights out of you, you better have a more powerful upper body. You need it. Basketball's a different game now. You remember the part they're talking about the draft, how Olajuwon went first? And, of course, for Houston, Olajuwon pays big dividends. They won 2 championships with Hakeem Olajuwon, so he paid off. Then Lebanon's Sam Bowie out of Kentucky was the second overall pick by Portland. Portland already had Clyde Drexler. But they were always in search of a center, and the guy they wanted was Arvydas Sabonis out of Lithuania. But they couldn't get him out of the Soviet Union. Couldn't get him out of the Soviet Union in the 80s. Okay? And by the way, yes, that is Sabonis' son that plays for the Indiana Pacers who went to Gonzaga. That's who they wanted. They didn't have him, so they drafted Bowie. Then they drafted Jordan. If you notice what the analysis was on Jordan, it's too bad he's not 7 feet. Now let's fast forward to 2020. Kofi Coburn of Illinois put his name into the NBA draft, and he did so 2 weeks ago. And Matt, what did I say about Coburn? I said 15, 18 years ago, somewhere in that range, Coburn would have been a top 12 lottery pick in the NBA.
No question.
Big man like that, around the basket, he'd have been gobbled up like that. But in today's game, Coburn is probably anywhere from 45 to 60, if not an undrafted free agent, if he were to stay in the draft. Today's game is about shooting, flow, movement, lack of contact. That's what today's game's about. Back in the 80s, low post play, contact. That's why the Bulls changed the dynamics of this. You know, the great Celtics teams, yeah, they had Bird, and they had Dennis Johnson, they had Ainge, but they also had Parrish and McHale. All right? The Lakers, yeah, they had Magic and Worthy, but they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now you get to the physicality of the Pistons, okay. But then you finally get to the Bulls, and the Bulls don't have a dominant big man. Yeah, they've got Bill Wennington. Yeah, they got Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright was a good NBA player. They got Cartwright. They've got Wennington. They got Horace Grant. Okay? But they were a guard-forward-centric team with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. You know, they're changing the game. Now, Shaq comes along and back to low post play. But really, after Shaq, low post game isn't the same. More on what we learned about last night, and it's not the typical basketball stuff. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.